Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the new ENT doctor at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, Dr. Walter Combe, joining us. And Dr. Combe, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting news for the community of Jamestown, for the region, as the Jamestown Regional Medical Center announced that they would be receiving a new ENT doctor, and that would be Dr. Combe. So we're excited to have you in the community, Dr. Combe, and we have you on today to talk about what an ENT does and some of the things that you bring to the community of Jamestown. But before we talk about that, let's hear about Dr. Walter Combe. Where do you come from, and how did you get into being an ENT?
Well, originally I grew up in Nebraska, in North Platte, Nebraska, so I'm very familiar with the Plains area. I went to the University of Nebraska Medical School and then did my training in ear, nose, and throat and general surgery at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. From there, I've practiced in Southern California, Arizona, and in three areas in North Dakota: Dickinson, Bismarck, and now Jamestown.
Wow, so you've kind of been all over the place.
I have.
thank you for specifying that, too. I immediately shortened it up to ENT, but ENT, obviously, eye, nose, and throat doctor.
Ear,
nose, and throat doctor. Thank you. So thank you for clarifying that. So tell us a little bit about what an ENT doctor does.
Well, ENT is a very broad specialty. It includes not only pediatrics, but also adults. In the pediatrics, a lot of it is tubes and tonsils and taking care of childhood diseases. In adults, it can be anywhere from tonsils to salivary gland issues, head and neck tumors, ear problems, ear surgery. So it's a fairly broad field.
It covers a lot of different things. Obviously, with ears, noses, and throats, there's a lot of different things with that. What's some of the more common issues you see with people who come and see you?
Well, in the childhood, it's usually ears and throats. You know, so tonsils and putting tubes in will probably cover 80% of the children that we see.
Wow.
In adults, it could be sinus problems are probably number one, maybe throat problems number two, either chronic tonsillitis or, you know, chronic sore throats.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the less common would be ear issues that may require surgery or head neck issues that may require surgery.
Got it. Okay. Again, Dr. Walter Combe joining us here on Let's Talk About It, new ear, nose, and throat doctor at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. So, Dr. Combe, what are some reasons people would be visiting you? What are some? Will they need to set up appointments with you, or is it through referral usually?
It can be set up, as far as I know, directly through the Jamestown Jamestown Regional Medical Center Clinic.
Okay.
And so they can call that number and make appointments. And typically, we do not require any specific referrals, so that it can be, we would see them as new patients and then evaluate their problem from there.
Perfect. We also have joining us the marketing manager at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, Katie Ryan Anderson. Katie, last time we had you on, you asked some great questions. Can you think of anything else that Dr. Combe can share with us, or Anything like that?
I guess, what are some questions people should be asking themselves if they're like, I've been having this problem, should I go see an ENT? I guess, at what sort of symptoms should they be looking for, or at what point should they come to you as opposed to just
going to a walk-in clinic or something like that?
Walk-in clinic or just toughing it out?
That's a great question, yeah.
Well, I guess it depends upon the area that's involved. The very common problem is a cold. So if you have a cold is going to resolve within 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And if it lasts much longer than that, then they should seek attention either from their primary doctor or come to the ear, nose, and throat clinic. Sometimes that represents a sinus infection that needs antibiotics, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's more of a chronic problem that may require surgical intervention. If it is a problem with the throat, let's say voice, hoarseness issues should be directed to our office if it doesn't go away within maybe a week to 10 days. That's okay. A much more significant issue. Hoarseness is not normal. It's very common after colds or viruses or laryngitis, but it shouldn't last a long time.
Okay.
If it does last a long time, then we definitely should look.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a great question, Katie. Thank you for asking that. Dr. Combe, again, new to the community of Jamestown. I don't believe you, have you started there yet, or is there still a couple of weeks before you get settled in and are starting to take on appointments?
We got about another week or two before we'll actually start seeing patients.
Okay.
Since there hasn't been a service line of ENT in this area for a while, it's taken a little bit of time to get the equipment that we need, get the space all organized, and get the personnel that we need to really treat people in the next couple of weeks.
Perfect. So we'll look forward to, you know, getting that and then getting that established in the community then for that.
Yes.
Katie, again, we thank her for joining us here on Let's Talk as well. Katie, there's some events coming up at the JRMC that you wanted to kind of promote about?
Yes, we have. It's an exciting time to be at JRMC. In addition to Dr. Combe, our new ENT, we have dozens of reasons to choose JRMC. You'd be surprised how many specialties our little hospital has. Dr. Combe just started. And in addition, we have a podiatrist for your feet, two wound specialists for wounds that won't heal, two orthopedic surgeons for joints, and a urologist for the below-the-belt health needs. And that's always embarrassing to talk about, which brings me to March Madness, which we talked about before. If you are in the market or if it's time for your family to consider permanent birth control, March is a great time to schedule that vasectomy because you can have 2 to 3 days of uninterrupted couch time. Mm-hmm. And according to Dr. Bates, the most painful part of the process is watching your team lose. So
That's comforting, kind of.
Yeah, if the time is right, you can certainly schedule an appointment with Dr. Bates. And in addition, on Wednesday is our spring clean and free screen. And that's the day that we will do free memory screens, hearing loss screens, and speech screens. It's perfect time because now we have Dr. Combe who can also help with those things. But we have an audiologist and a speech therapist who will do those screenings. So if your spouse is hollering at you right now to turn down the radio, maybe now is a good time to schedule that free screen, which is on Wednesday.
Perfect. So lots of things at the JRMC. They can always learn more, set up appointments, and everything like that by contacting you guys. Do you have your website and number readily available?
Absolutely. Website is jrmcnd.com. If you want to schedule with Dr. Combe, the number is 952-4878. Or to schedule a spring clean free screen, the number is 952-4800.
4800. Perfect. Dr. Combe and Katie, anything else you guys wanted to add in there?
No, thanks for having us, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. We welcome you to the community again, a much-needed part of our community now, and it's available at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, which is awesome. Katie and Dr. Combe, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.